It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And you're very welcome to today being episode number 855. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Basically, you contact them at irishrebates.ie, fill out a simple application form, and try and get a tax rebate. Now, there are some questionable companies out there, aren't there, Jeremy?
Yeah,
who charging are, a fortune
who
for this
fleecing
exact service.
Customers, and I can tell you now that Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They charge 10%. That is their fee, 10% to do your hard work, basically, mm-hmm. because it is a lot of hard work claiming tax back. You just give them your details, let them do the hard work. If you're due a tax rebate, you will get the money back. If you're not, they won't charge you anything.
And based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed,
yep.
the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
And I mean,
much better in your pocket than the taxman's.
I don't want to understate or overstate this, but 1,092, yeah?
That's a holiday.
I was about to build it up and say...
Well, it is. It's a holiday.
Yes, that is a weekend away in Amsterdam
or Paris. You get a week's holiday in Spain for that.
Or use it for whatever you want, but it's better in your pocket. It's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Now, obviously, Irish Tax Rebates can't guarantee people a rebate of over €1,000, but from their work, the average rebate, as we said, is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, contact irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you can get a tax rebate. And as we said, their charge is just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, they will only charge 123, so it's €100 plus VAT is all that they will charge. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Is it ever acceptable to allow a child to share a bed with the family pet? Now, I'm particularly talking about a dog, especially when the family dog happens to be a large dog, in this case, a Labradoodle. Would you ever allow your dog in the same bed as your child? Or is this a recipe for disaster? Now, we all think it's cute to see a dog cuddled up beside a child under the covers. Some people do, yeah. But surely this is a disaster waiting to happen. Well, Opinions Matter fan Bridget got in contact with us on Facebook wanting this highlighted. I want you to have a listen to her story and tell us if she's overreacting. Hi, guys. Please don't read out my second name if you cover this on Opinions Matter. I was in my friend's house on Sunday night having wine. She's a beautiful 2-year-old daughter, but I was shocked to discover that she lets her dog, a Labradoodle, share a bed with her together with the child. The dog sleeps at the end of the cot, and my friend then comes in and takes the dog outside when she's going to bed. So her daughter and the dog are alone in the cot for several hours. I've told her that this is absolutely crazy. This is a tragedy waiting to happen, but she's having none of it. Is this standard practice for dog owners? To be honest, it gave me chills. And that's from a lady called Bridget.
Who doesn't want her second name mentioned?
No, she doesn't.
Yeah. Thank you, Bridget O'Brien, for sending in. No, it wasn't Bridget O'Brien. No.
Anyway, here's the question. Is it okay for a dog, large or small, to share a bed with a child? That's the question that we want to ask you.
Why, does anybody actually think it is acceptable? When I see photographs like that, like the photograph on her Facebook page where you have a large dog cuddled up beside a child, I don't see anything cute about that or cuddly about that. I see danger, danger, danger. Do you not?
Well, you don't know the dog, so you don't trust the dog.
I don't trust any dog. No dog. Let's set the record straight here from the beginning. No dog can be trusted. And you may think that your dog is the most placid dog and he's beautiful and all that. He'd never touch a fly. He is still an animal. He is a wolf. He has a wolf mentality and he can turn.
He doesn't really. Now, relax there. You know, he's not scouring the mountains. He lives in the house with him. He's a domesticated animal. That's very different from an animal that's seeking out its prey in the wild. Okay, let me go to Breeda. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Breeda?
I am good now. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to the program. Is it okay to allow a dog to sleep in with a child? That's the question that we're asking.
Definitely not. I have two dogs myself, and I have a 7-year-old, a 12-year-old, and I always say to my children, don't put your face down near the dogs, because I think dogs are so unpredictable, whereas they're your pet, they still don't know what they're going to do. Like my two little dogs are a Pug and a King Charles. The Pug can be contrary. So I always say to my children, don't be down near them at your face, just in case, because you just don't know at the end of the day they're an animal. Better be safe than sorry.
Okay, better to be safe than sorry. So do you not trust your dogs?
I do trust them, but I still would not leave my two children unattended with dogs, because there's been so many incidents in the past where a dog has attacked a child and the dog is a family pet. That's just common sense.
And I know that sort of thing does happen, that a dog can, attack a family member, the child of the household, but it is very rare. And you're not going to let a dog be in a bed with your child when you know that they can't be trusted, or you've ever seen them snap or whatever. Now, in this case, the dog that is in the child's bed is a Labradoodle, and, you know, they look cuddly together.
They do look cuddly, they do. They're lovely. But then all dogs have a tendency to snap, and the child might do something the dog doesn't like and then snap, and then, oh, look, the child has got cuddling at his face on, or, you know, it's just not, I just myself, everyone's their own, but I myself keep my children safe, and I definitely wouldn't be letting the dog sleep in with them. No way.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 0858252626 is our number. Breeda is saying, absolutely no way. I would never, ever trust a dog in close proximity to children, let alone in a bed. Catherine, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Thank you for having me on.
Catherine, is it appropriate, and because this lady Bridget who got in contact with us believes it isn't, to have a dog in bed with a child?
Absolutely, depending on the child, depending on the owner, depending on whether they've taught their children manners, depending on whether the children have been reared with the child, you know. It all depends on a lot of factors. Personally, my daughter was raised with two rescue German Shepherds in her bed with the cats. Never had a problem. Would never leave a little, what do you call those little things? A Shih Tzu.
Okay, but the dog that we're talking about in this particular case is a Labradoodle. Now, is it ever appropriate for a big dog like that to be sharing a cot, actually, not even a bed, a cot with a child?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, the assistance dogs that, are given to children, they're specially trained to be given to children with special needs and autism. They usually sleep in the bedroom, aka in the cot or in the bed at the end of the day. Like, you know, if you have a young child, your bedroom door is going to be open to the child's door anyway for safety, to make sure your child is okay. The dog is probably going to creep in and up onto the bed anyway, do you know? I know there have been, you know, attacks on children, but I recently read about an attack. It was a toddler in England, and actually the German Shepherd attacked the baby toddler, 2 years of age. The dog, when the show pictures after the dog was skin and bone. The dog was actually starving and was attacking the food in the nappy, was not attacking the child. It depends on the owner, the responsible owner.
Okay, but let me just go back to our other caller, Breeda. Breeda, basically what she's saying is it depends on the owner, depends on the child and their relationship together.
I agree. As I said, all dogs are different, and I just do think, though, the breed doesn't come into it. I still think a dog can snap. As that lady said, the dog could be something wrong with the dog. The dog might be unwell, and the child might then maybe unintentionally hurt the dog or cause the dog pain, and then the dog just snaps.
and then the child is set at risk of.
And yes, okay, then, Catherine, the fact of the matter is that dogs do attack. We all know that they attack. We all hear the tragic stories of dogs attacking, most likely a family member.
Most of these dogs have been abused. They've been left outside. They haven't been socialised in the home. They're not allowed to sit on the couch with the kids. A dog is part of your home. It's like you treat your dog like your child, not like a garden ornament, you know. You teach your dog manners as well. You train your dog. You exercise your dog. The dog knows that you are the pack leader. You also teach your children how to respect a dog and not to torment them. I've heard of loads of dogs being put asleep because little brats were tormenting them through railings. Oh, I see it myself, poking sticks at them, having a laugh at these poor dogs kept for guard dogs, which is wrong as well.
Okay, so when you hear of a dog sleeping peacefully with a child in the same bed or in the cot or whatever, you believe that as long as the owners know the dog well enough, then it should be okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Know your dog, know your children more. I mean, I've had personal experience with people whose children have come into my home and one of them went to pull my dog's tail. So I gave their little ear a good little tug and I said, don't ever do that again. And I just wouldn't let them hold my dogs again. You know, I think it's all about training and education.
Well, let me just go back to Breida for a second. Breida, did you know your dogs well enough? I mean, do you trust your dogs?
Oh, I do. Like, they are house pets. As I said, when we got our two dogs, we got them so that they're inside. Like, they're two small dogs. And, like, they're thrown up in my little one. I still don't would. Because you just, when you hear so many stories of a dog mauling a child and the dog, the family pet, you kind of go, like, if that happened to my little one, I'd never forgive myself. So you kind of just protect to be on the safe side rather than be safe than sorry. As I said before, my little one got mauled, and, you know, all sorts of maybe protected her a little bit more. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so you basically what you're saying is it's a chance you were never prepared to take.
Yeah.
Okay, but and Catherine, that's from somebody who trusts her dogs.
Okay, but the thing is, the key word here is got these dogs. Where do people get these dogs from? This is why.
Where did you get the dogs from, Breida?
I got them off a breeder. My pug was got from a breeder in Dublin, and then my other King Charles was got.
Oh, yeah, we all know them. These dogs that are bred to death, the females are bred to death, kept in horrendous circumstances. Adopt, never shop. That way you will be home checked. I'm a volunteer at Husky Rescue Ireland. We home check the owners to see if they're suitable for this family, you know, this dog. Is their family suitable? Some of the dogs, yes, come from the pound. We've no history of them. We don't know. Some of them we know children have abused them. We know these stories. We patch it together. So that's why we are careful to place these dogs, in a home with over 12-year-olds. Some can go in with toddlers and babies.
Okay, but do me a favour, Catherine.
Never buy a dog from a breeder.
Stay there for 1 second, Catherine.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
I want to play a WhatsApp voice note that's come into us from David that I've been asked to play for you. Have a listen to this.
Afternoon, lads. How are you? Just on the dogs there. What in the name of Jace and all that is holy? Why would you let a dog into the bed with your child? Like, I mean, number one, if the dog is smelly and it'll be leaving hairs everywhere, and the child will be rolling over and be hairs and smell and all. But number two, it's a dog. You can't trust the dog. Look. I mean, are these people, like, mentally incompetent or something? Like, what is wrong with you to actually think that this is all right? Like, it's an absolute joke. And number two, like, you see these people that are, like, you know, that have pit bulls and staffs and all, and they have, like, you know, they're posting pictures on Facebook, you know, and their child is jumping on the pit bull's back and, you know, he's pulling out the staffy's mouth and all, and they're saying, oh, look at me, dog, Colossus, and, you know, oh, he loves me child. Is there something wrong with these people? Like, I just can't get my head around it. Like, these people need to be bleeding locked up or done for child abuse or something. It's a joke.
All right, it's a joke. There you are, Catherine. Okay, it's so, an absolute joke.
I love that. Letting a child on any dog's back is abuse, and the owner shouldn't have a child or a dog. They shouldn't have a dog. They're not responsible owners. Never let your child abuse a dog in any shape or form. When you have your children out, ask the owner, is it safe to approach your dog? Teach the child how to approach the dog. any owner who lets a child on a dog's back should be prosecuted. They shouldn't have a dog, an unfit owner. That is animal abuse. That is teaching your child it's okay to abuse a dog.
Okay, but others will say it is child abuse to allow a dog to share a bed with a child.
No, it's not. I heard what he said there about dog hairs and everything. The healthiest way you can rear children is with animals. With dogs and cats, it builds up their immune system. You know, it's really good for children to learn how to be around dogs and to be happy with them. There's nothing nicer than to see a child with their dog.
Okay, stay there for one second, Catherine. I want to go to our next caller who is in Australia, and her name is Karen. Karen, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. You're in Australia. What part of Australia are you?
I'm in Sydney.
In Sydney, okay. And you are a nanny, is that right?
I am, yes.
And what did you want to say on this conversation about whether or not it's ever appropriate to allow a child or a dog to share a bed with a child or vice versa?
I've grown up with dogs all my life, and it's actually really funny. The difference in dogs in Ireland and Australia is actually quite different. In Australia, they're much more dog friendly. There's dog cafes, there's dog beaches, there's off dog leash parks, numerous ones. So over here, they really, really love their dogs a lot more, to be honest.
We had a dog. That kind of suggests that we don't love our dogs here.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I was just on a dog Facebook page recently and I said, I'm planning on bringing my dog home. I said, what's the story? Most of my comments said, stay where you are. It sounds much better in Sydney. Dublin is very undog friendly. And I was very saddened. That was only last week.
Oh, right. Okay. Because...
they were telling me that the single county council were very undog friendly. That's most of the comments I got.
Well, believe it or not, you could be right on that because in the Fingal area where I live myself, there isn't one dog park in Fingal, not one dog park in the Fingal area of Dublin.
Such a disgrace. There should be at least one designated park off-leash, but that's another topic.
Yes, it is. Okay, but what about the idea of a child sharing a bed with a dog?
As a normal human being, obviously a dog should have their own bed. But I do agree, I have a dog right now. She's 5 months old. I've had her since she's 4 weeks old. I raised the whole litter. I fostered 6 puppies and the mama dog for 9 weeks. But they're up on my bed every single morning. Now, they slept in their crate, morning, night to morning. But in the morning, they'd come up to my bed. And my puppy now sleeps in my bed every single night. I'm a nanny, so I'm always with my kids whenever they come over. Sometimes they nap. Sometimes they ask for a nap and they'll sleep in my double bed. And my dog will be on the bed with them. And if I have to nip to the bathroom for 5 minutes, I will. And I will know that my dog won't even as much as wake up the child, never mind hurt it. I think once you do know your dog and you have taught the children around you to be nice to dogs, and obviously, like the lady before me said, obviously never to hurt the dog or scare the dog or, you know, touch them when they're eating.
No, obviously that comes without saying that you don't do any of that.
Yeah.
So,
but I think that picture is very scary looking. I think that picture puts a lot of people off. They're very confined. There's a big cut off. It looks like if the child was to turn, if they're to elbow the dog could react. Of course, that's only natural.
Just for people who may not know what we're talking about, this is a photograph that we posted on our Facebook page of a child, a young child, and a dog lying out, both out cold in a cot. Now, it is quite confined, yes.
Yeah, I think that's the difference in that picture. I think the people that are saying it's okay is on a big double bed, you know, and there's space for everyone to move freely and no one's waking up anyone or annoying anyone or hurting, you know.
Okay, so really it depends on the child, I suppose. Is that what you're saying? Or it depends on the dog?
I just think you wouldn't be putting a big dog in a cot, in a confined space. I don't think that's very smart.
No, probably not. We appreciate you joining us from Australia on Opinions Matter today.
Thanks very much indeed.
Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. And if you have just joined us, let me explain what we are talking about. This is a message that we got from Bridget. And Bridget writes, "Hi guys, please don't read out my second name if you cover this on Opinions Matter. I was over my friend's house on Sunday night having wine. She is a beautiful 2-year-old daughter. I was shocked to discover that she allows her dog, a Labradoodle, to share a bed with her daughter. The dog sleeps at the end of the cot and my friend then comes in and takes the dog outside when she's going to bed. So her daughter and the dog are alone in the cot for several hours. I told her she's crazy. This is a tragedy waiting to happen, but she is having none of it. Is this standard practice for dog owners? Because, to be honest, it gave me chills. Let me go to line six. And Sinead is on line six. Hello, Sinead. Welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hey, how are you?
Well, Sinead, what do you think of this? Is it ever okay to allow a dog and a child to share a bed together?
Well, I have a German Shepherd, a Husky, a chicken, and a child, and they all sleep in the same room together. There's never a bother of any of them.
Hang on. You say that again. You've a what?
A German Shepherd, a Husky, a chicken that sleeps on the Husky, and they all sleep beside my son in the bedroom.
And what age is your son?
Well, they've been with them for the last 11 years, so they're teenagers now.
Okay, but what age was the child, was your child firstly when they shared a bed with a Husky?
Oh, I had German Shepherd and Belgian Shepherds before they died. They slept beside them as well. And I had chickens with them.
It sounds like Animal Farm.
But it is. Once you let them all live,
they all know
who the pack is.
Hang on.
They all sleep together, not a bother.
Talk to me about the chicken. What does the chicken do?
He's the cock. He rules the roost.
Right.
And he sits on top of the dog on the Husky.
You have to send me photographs of that.
I will.
Please,
I'll send
do.
You the videos now. Chicken groom in the back of the dogs and everything, and then the dogs asleep beside the kids. They've been down there. I have 20-year-old as well, and they've all slept. So for the last 20 years, my kids have slept with every fucking animal. Excuse language, sorry.
You don't have to excuse the language. I'm speechless that...
At the chicken?
No, that you had a Husky in the same bed as a child.
Yeah, with the chicken.
And you never mind the chicken. If the Siberian Husky eats the chicken, so what? But if the Siberian Husky were to attack...
No, but you can run out that. Like, they all know who the pack is, right? The Husky and the dogs are at the bottom of the pack. Yeah? Cock is over there. The kids are on the top of the pack with myself.
Okay, hang on.
Everybody knows whose order is who.
Okay. I'm trying to get my head on around this. What age was your child when they shared the same bed as a Husky? What age was the child?
Well, my Belgian Shepherd, that was before them, because he's only a few years old, and the German Shepherd.
Yeah.
She used to lie on the floor, and at night she used to crawl around the kids, and she'd lie there like the nanny, minding them when they were babies, sitting there watching the telly or acting. And then the ducks or the chickens would be running around behind them, not a bother. So for years I've had dogs, all kinds of dogs, German Shepherds, Belgian Shepherds, Huskies.
And the kids have never known any different.
No, and the worst dogs I found that I had was the small dogs, little jackers.
Yeah, they are.
Like little nippers.
Yeah, they are the worst.
But bigger dogs tend to take more control. I've never had a bother.
Okay,
never.
So
none of my kids have never been bit. None of my kids are afraid of dogs and or any animal out there. And they know
is that not just the grace of God that none of them have
No,
been
it's
bitten?
Called respect. It's about every animal out there in the planet, even humans, have to, know who's above them. You don't talk up to a guard, he's above you. The same way animals learn who authority is.
Okay, so they know.
Well, there you go. But the dog knows he's not meant to either.
Okay, so you're the authority figure in the house, and they
and
know.
The kids.
And the kids.
The kids are the authority. Look at my dog, right? Literally, my kids sit on his back and he drags them. They made a bleeding thing for him and they wrapped it around his neck and got him sick because he was a Husky. And they were like, come on,
Hang on. We have to stop you there. No, it's not funny, Adrian. Your children.
Here, hang on. You're not in that house.
They made a sleigh for them.
And
he towed them around the garden.
Your children should not, first of all, be on the back of a dog. Ever.
Would you stop out there? If you lived in the wilderness, you'd be on the back of a sleigh getting dogs to drag you anywhere.
I'm sorry. A child should not be on the back of a dog.
You are obviously a terrified person and a very nervous person of animals.
I just know that a child
you make animals nervous.
A child should not be riding on the back of a dog.
Would
I'm sorry.
What if, hang on. What if the dog? What if the dog is as happy as Larry?
It didn't. And look at 15 and 14. and are still around the same.
Okay, but stay
animals.
There for a second.
Very lucky.
Can his chicken rise on its back, for God's sake, around the garden?
Your chicken isn't a five-year-old child.
That's my favourite line from this show since we started it. The cock rides on the dog's back.
Cool, I'll show you the videos, man. It's hilarious.
Dude, you'll have to. Catherine, you were saying that ultimately a dog will protect its owner or a child or whatever. So what do you make of a German Shepherd, a Husky and a chicken all in the one room with the children?
I was totally with that lady until the child on the dog's back. That is wrong.
Yep.
That is
on its back,
wrong.
On its leg, on its leg.
Oh, on its
not
sleigh.
On physically, on its back. He made a sleigh. I said he tied the thing around his neck and made a sleigh for the dog.
I thought you said back.
No, not, yeah, well, he's literally strapped all the way around its back and everything. For God's sake, I had to get pulled all over the place. A sleigh.
Yeah, well, a sleigh is a different story. I'm not sure how you
it is a bleeding husky after all, you know.
Never let any child abuse any animal. And I mean, it's true. That's
oh, God, no, I would not. I would not let them.
Animals being able to live in harmony with each other. And I'm sure your dog.
Yeah, exactly. Same. And you know what?
Like my own dog. I have friends with children who can come in, and I've my four from Husky Rescue Ireland, four pieces, and my friend comes in with her child, they bring dog biscuits, they all sit, and I taught him, who was trained for 7 years, an ex-guard dog, he now puts his lips around the biscuit, he doesn't even show his teeth to the child, you know?
Mm. All right, okay, so we're in agreement with the exception of maybe being on a dog's back that it's perfectly okay to have a...
I wouldn't let, no, not on its back, but I mean, they wrap the thing, I didn't even like the sleigh on it. I was like, that's cruel, because it's only one dog and it's only you. And they thought it was hilarious, but it was in a bit of snow, so couldn't complain. I sent you the videos of that last year.
No, I can't wait to see them.
We made a snowman in Wexford while everybody else was getting a lovely sunshine.
All right. Great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your call. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. It's a very simple one. Bridget was around with her friend and was shocked to discover that she allows her dog, a Labrador, to share a bed with her daughter. Let's have a listen to let's get Paul in on this conversation.
Sorry, lads. What I was saying was dogs have jaws. Their teeth are designed for cutting through leather. If it comes in contact with the toddler's skin, the toddler stands no chance. I would never leave a dog, no matter how well trained, unattended with a child. A child, a big squealy, can make squealy noises, they can do all things like that, which can trigger a reaction in a dog, and it only takes one false move, and the next thing you know, your family pet that you've loved for years, you've got to make that decision whether or not you're going to put that down. Make it safe for yourselves. Don't leave yourselves in that position. Dogs are great. I love dogs. I train dogs. I walk dogs. I have lots of fun with dogs. But I'd never put myself in a position where I would have to get my pet, my best friend, put down.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
We're asking whether or not it is ever appropriate to allow a child to share a bed with a dog. This is Dave.
Hey, Adrian, Jeremy, Dave here. I think it's really, really reckless to put a dog in with a kid. It doesn't matter how well behaved the dog is. It doesn't matter if you know its complete background. If a child in its sleep rolls over on top of a dog, the dog is going to snap, most likely going to snap. So there's no point in risking that. And it's not fair on the kid, and it's certainly not also fair on the dog. And if a dog bites a kid, it's going to get put down. The kid could be scarred. No one's a winner. There's no need for the dog to be up on the bed with your kid. If your kid feels nervous in the room at night, he'd like to have the dog in there, even just train the dog to sleep on the landing just outside the bedroom on a bed, if that's the reason why the kid wants the dog up on the bed. But I wouldn't be having any dog. It doesn't matter whether it's a big dog, a small dog, that doesn't make any difference. Some of the most vicious dogs out there are small dogs, and it doesn't make a difference if the dog has never bitten before. It's just a natural instinct. If someone rolls over on top of you, you're going to get a fright, and it's the same as a dog. And a dog's natural reaction if something rolls on its paw when it's asleep is to probably snap because it thinks it's in danger. And it probably wouldn't even be intentional by some dogs, but it's just careless and silly to even risk it, both for the kid and for the dog. If you love your dog and you love your kid, just don't do it.
Oh, right. Simple as that. Just don't do it. Well, you heard about the German Shepherd, the Husky and the chickens. And there was ducks in there as well. All in the one bedroom, all having a great night.
I'm just thinking, can you imagine if they all mated? What would you end up with?
God knows. God knows. Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Elizabeth?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, Elizabeth, what's your opinion on all this? Is it ever appropriate for a dog to be in a bed with a child?
Well, I'm actually a dog trainer. So I think that it is contextual. It's circumstantial. I don't think that children should, small children should be in the bed with a dog, because I don't think small children are responsible enough to be alone with an animal until they are older and can be more cognizant of how they can react to dogs. But I have slept with a dog since I was 12. But that's contextual. Children should be trusted with dogs, because it's our job to teach children how to respect a dog.
Okay, so does that mean then that if you have children with a dog from a young age, they kind of grow up together? Is that what you're getting at?
They do grow up together, but I have a 1-year-old right now in my house. I have a 3-year-old Labrador. Do I leave them in a room together alone? No. Do I put them in the same bed? No, because my child is only one. My dog is 3.
Okay, and is it because you can't trust the dog, or you can't trust the child?
No, it's because I can't trust the child. It's because I can't trust the child. The dog, I trust. But I only trust her the amount that she can be pushed. I mean, if I hit a dog over and over in the head, she is going to bite me. One day.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you is, not only can you can't trust the dog or the child, and if one of them in that equation messes up, then you've got big trouble.
But you know what is the sole parent's responsibility to teach a child, as well as train dogs. I train dogs for autism. I train dogs for diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
The dog had a special landing. A little, like a platform bed so the dog could sleep adjacent. It's almost like a co-sleeper for dogs. Because that way the dog could get up and down without waking up the child, but could still be close enough to alert the child or the parents because the child has an issue. It's like a little landing.
Okay, so in your case, you don't trust them to be alone together because the dog could act up, the child could act up, and God forbid if both of them should act up.
God forbid, a dog in their sleep can accidentally paw the face of a child. Accidentally. It's not on purpose. Half the time a dog kicks in the sleep, what's it doing? Chasing a rabbit or a squirrel. It's not the dog's fault. It's a dog. But I wouldn't put it in a bed where it couldn't, like, escape or get out or have no room. That dog in that picture, that dog has barely enough room. The child has barely enough room to maneuver. That's kind of irresponsible to do that. But, I mean, for a child of the age of 12 that's a smart child and is respectful of its animal, I have no problem with them sleeping in the same room or even the same bed, as long as the child is responsible.
Okay, so it's a case of knowing your child.
But you can't. Children are can be as irresponsible as dogs.
That's the point I was making a second ago. If one of them is likely to act the maggot, then you don't trust them together. It's when you know that the child is not going to do anything to the dog and you trust the dog is not going to do anything to the child.
Exactly, you can't, nothing's 100%.
No, so of course not.
You have to be the smart one in the group.
But that's, sorry,
say,
that, Elizabeth,
I've got a child.
Sorry, that's the point I've been trying to make to people and it's falling on deaf ears here, because I've been trying to say you wouldn't do anything to your child if there was even a 1% chance of your child being put in danger. Sure you wouldn't? I mean, the job of a parent is to protect your child. And if there's even a chance that they're going to be put in danger, you wouldn't do it. Would you? You wouldn't leave your child alone in a room.
My dog is right behind me right now because my child is in the living room, with my husband.
That's what I'm trying to get my head around here. Why would so many parents who are listening at the moment, why would they take the chance Why would they take the chance? And they may think their dog's a little angel, but why take that chance with the most precious thing that you have, your child? Why would? How could you live with yourself if that dog
it is
attacked?
A risk. It's a total risk. Yeah. And I'm a parent. My husband's a parent, of course. He's got an older child, and now he's got a one-year-old. So, and do we trust the dog in the room? I trust the dog, actually. I trust the dog not to hurt the child. But I don't trust the child not to hurt the dog and the dog retaliates.
Okay, well then, and obviously if the child does attack the dog, then you've made
it's
your trouble.
It's my fault.
Yep.
It's 100% my fault. But
all right, Elizabeth, thank you very
much. The one that pays the price.
Yep, okay. Thank you very much indeed for your call, Elizabeth. Yeah. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number.
We have a live one, as they say. We have a live one.
Okay, let's bring in Elaine.
Hi, lads. I've had dogs all my life, very friendly, loving and placid dogs, but I would never take a chance on allowing my children to have the dog sleep with them. Most of the dogs I've had over the years were actually rescue dogs, so as regards that side of it, you've no idea the history of the dog, so no, not a hope. I would never take the chance. Thanks, lads.
And a final comment on this from Holly.
Hi, guys. I'm the same. Like, I absolutely adore dogs and animals and all that kind of, like, anything like that. But I just do not think it's safe to have dogs in bed, especially with very young kids. Like, it's so unpredictable. You just don't know what way that child could react, or even the dog, especially leaving them in a cot alone. I just do not think it's a good idea whatsoever. It doesn't matter where you get your dog from or even how well you know your dog. It's just very unsafe and unpredictable, in my opinion.
All right, Holly, thanks very much indeed for your message. And one final comment that Jeremy wants to read out.
Oh, yes, this is a live one. We have Sinead, who is on our Facebook page, and she says, "You've such a dog-hating agenda. It's pathetic. The onus is always on the dog owner to be responsible owner of their dog and to ensure that neither children or dogs are put in that situation that could cause something bad to happen. But don't let common sense get in the way of your anti-dog agenda." Sinead, you must be a new listener to us because Adrian never shuts up about his
dogs. No, I never shut up about Sparky and Molly. I love them to bits.
We certainly do not have an anti-dog agenda.
No, there is
we
no dog
love
agenda.
Dogs. Adrian loves dogs. He loves hot dogs.
I love any type of dog,
any
actually.
Any type of dog. Here's my thing, and I don't mean to be, I'm not being mean to Sinead. Anybody, Sinead has her profile picture on Facebook is a dog.
Ah, lovely, yep.
No,
yep.
Anybody whose profile picture on social media is of their dog are generally very, very touchy about anything about dogs, aren't they?
I'm very touchy about anything
about
dogs.
Your dogs...
There's my dogs, look.
Yeah, but your dogs aren't your profile picture on social media,
I'm showing Jeremy a photograph of my dogs. Yeah, there they are, look. Yeah, that's Sparky and Molly.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, but you don't have it as a... The point I'm trying to make is people who... Oh, give over. I don't care what your dog looks like. Nope. That, you know what that's akin to?
What is it? What?
Baby scan photographs. I don't know why people put baby scan photographs on social media. Every baby scan looks the same.
They do, in fairness. They do. They absolutely do.
I've never looked at a baby scan photograph and gone, oh my God, that's beautiful. That baby is beautiful. And in the same way, dog photographs, what even breed is that mutt on your phone?
What? What? Don't you dare call my dog a mutt.
What? The one on the left. Yeah, the mongrel. That thing, yeah.
That's not a thing.
What is it?
That's Sparky.
Yeah, Sparky.
Sparky is a Pomeranian.
Yeah, the thing is, yeah.
There's Sparky. What's wrong with Sparky?
There's nothing wrong with Sparky. Every Pomeranian looks the same. So
they don't. You get skinny ones, you get tall ones, you get fat ones.
I've never seen a fat Pomeranian. The point is, you put photographs of your children up on social media because every child is unique looking. No dog.
Okay, moving on. Just before we go, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that there might be some tax that you can claim back, claim your tax back today, visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out their simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.